In a wheat field north of Kyiv, a demining expert sweeps for the weapons of war. The mine detector finds remnants of a cluster bomb. It's slow going, but these workers need to clear a path before farming combines can reap the wheat from a wartime harvest. They're among 1,000 demining experts across Ukraine racing to avert a global food shortage.
Behind me, we have found a fragment of cluster munition and a grenade from an RPG-7, which is unexploded.
When the war began, this farm was attacked by Russian aircraft, artillery, and cluster bombs. Workers had to replace tractors, trucks, and barns before they could bring in the harvest.
You can see they're burned and destroyed by shelling, artillery, and drone strikes.
As farmers scramble to gather wheat, corn, and sunflower oil, Russia and Ukraine have reached a tenuous agreement to allow 20 million tons of trapped Ukrainian grain to leave from Black Sea ports through so-called safe channels. But with all the dangers of transporting the crop of 2022 in a war zone, for now, this farm is storing wheat in these containers.
Wheat is the symbol of Ukraine. That yellow and blue flag represents a field of wheat beneath a sky of blue. And for Ukraine, the problem is getting this wheat out of the ports. But for farms like this, the problem is overcoming all of the obstacles to get it harvested in the first place.
The harvest of war has been tough on farms across Ukraine. Russia has left its signature on these cluster bombs.
Here we can see the mark of Russian forces. Since the beginning of our work, our employees found this on our field.
The machinery of war rushes the machines on the farm. And as summer winds to a close, the race to bring in this year's crop grows more urgent every day. John Hendren, Al Jazeera, Krasny, Ukraine.